Michigan's radio program of record is The Steve Gruber Show. Here is Steve Gruber.
All right, welcome back to it on this Thursday. You know, I got some pretty cool stuff for my 40th birthday. I did. I got some pretty cool stuff. I didn't become elected to the second largest city in Michigan, though, on my 40th birthday. But Rosalind Bliss did. She won as the Grand Rapids mayor, becoming the first woman to lead the second largest city in Michigan. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Quite an accomplishment. It sounds like you're still smiling.
I am smiling, yeah. It's been a whirlwind of a week.
Well, I would say. You replace George Hardwell, who's been there for a fair amount of time. As you look at Grand Rapids, first of all, it's a tremendous city. It's a tremendous responsibility. You're one of the younger folks. You're one of the folks often mentioned in lists of people under 40 that accomplished great things. And certainly your career continues to blossom. What do you owe your success to, do you think?
Oh, that's a great question. You know, I would say it's to the people that I've had in my life, and starting with my family. I have just an amazing family, and then people I've met over the years, and opportunities I've had to get involved and be active, and people supported me. And even with this campaign, I was really honored to have the support of a lot of incredible people who've done great things in our city.
So, okay, as you look, I mean, every great city has challenges that have to be dealt with, certainly, and I'm sure, you know, you have your list of priorities coming in. As you look at the city of Grand Rapids and the its place, not only in the state but in the region there, what do you see as your goals and your priorities?
Well, you're right. I mean, we do have some challenges. In fact, just last week I started to take a look at a couple areas of our city that need redevelopment. You know, just like every city, we have buildings that have been underutilized for a long time, both industrial space that have been sitting vacant and really being a blight to neighborhoods, as well as along some business strips in the city. We have open, vacant business, business spots available. Some of our neighborhoods continue to struggle. So, you know, like every city, we have a number of issues that need to be addressed. I'm actually really excited about tackling those. But then there's so many opportunities, like you said. This past week, we had two presentations on the GR Forward Plan and the River Restoration Plan. We're going to start working with the Trust for Public Land to look at the redevelopment of the riverfront downtown and potentially the restoration of the river, and that will be a tremendous catalyst for our city. I would say that's one of the really exciting projects that we'll be facing over the next 4 to 5 years. And then there's a lot happening. I mean, we have tremendous growth in our residential sector. We have housing units that are being built, it seems like every week, and getting a new proposal in front of me, you know, for a project that wants to be developed. So there's a lot of great growth happening. Our unemployment is low, but then there's pockets in our city where unemployment is still high that we need to really take a look at. So it'll be a mix of pushing forward some of these great opportunities, but then also taking the time to tackle the tough ones.
Absolutely. We're on the line this morning with Rosalind Bliss, the first woman to be mayor of Grand Rapids and becoming mayor just after her 40th birthday. So it's been quite a week for you. But let me ask you this. This is a tough question, and this is a question that came up during the campaign. And it's the question of, and it's a question that not just Grand Rapids faces, municipalities, cities, counties, states, and the federal government face every day, and that's the matter of debt. And if I'm reading this right, Grand Rapids has a debt of about $575 million at the end of June 2014. So there's a tremendous amount of debt in this city, and you're not the only mayor facing these questions of how do you address the debt, take care of prior obligations, and move forward with a city that you don't strangle from, you know, city services and so forth. I mean, that's quite a balancing act. How do you address the debt and do all the other things you want to do?
Yeah, you know, that's a great question. And, you know, the debt issue is more complicated than just having a number, because you have to look at where the debt is and the plan we have for paying it back. So we do have that in our water and sewer system. We've taken out bonds over the years to pay for our sewer separation, and those, you know, we have revenue bonds. But with revenue bonds, similar to a mortgage, you take out money and you have a plan to pay it back. So you do infrastructure improvements, and then you have a plan to pay it back. And those bonds, that debt will be paid back through the fees for service because that's an enterprise fund. Parking system, same thing. They'll take out bonds to build up, you know, to build a structure, do improvements, and then that's paid back, not by our general tax dollars, but by the fees for service for that enterprise fund. We do have debt in our general fund, but we also have a plan to pay that back. And because over the years we've been able to improve our bond rating, we're actually paying less interest now than we have in a very long time. We have a AA bond rating. And then there's our long-term liabilities. So there's, you know, which is not necessarily debt, but it's a liability you have to plan for. So we do have, you know, retiree health care. We have pension costs. But we've made significant changes in our last three rounds of negotiations with our employees. So we have closed our defined benefit for our general employees. We moved to a 401k type system. We closed our defined retiree health care system. We moved to an HRSA. So we're not going to feel the positive impact of those changes right away, but 10 years from now we will. And so our long-term liability costs, because of those changes that we made and those systems have been closed, we have reduced our long-term liability by hundreds of millions of dollars.
And that's good news for the people that live and work in Grand Rapids and in the surrounding area, let's be honest, because Grand Rapids is the heart of West Michigan there. And the good news, I guess, for you is that the economy in Grand Rapids is stronger than most places around the state. So you do have that advantage that'll help you. You know, a powerful economic engine helps pay off debt as well.
Absolutely. And the other two things that have been a tremendous help is, you know, about a year and a half ago, the citizens passed the Parks Millage, which is the short-term 7-year millage, and, you know, less than 1 mil. And so we're doing all of this reinvestment in infrastructure and parks. And as we do that, we're looking at making sure that we use construction that is sustainable long-term. So we're reducing energy costs, So we're doing a number of things to make sure that it costs us less to operate our parks in the long run. And then also the extension of the income tax, that again was only a 15-year extension, but 100% of those dollars are going to our streets. And if you drive around Grand Rapids right now, I don't think you can go down a single street where we're not doing construction.
So those
dollars are being put to work.
That's good news. Well, Rosalind, congratulations on your rise to be mayor of Grand Rapids. I hope that it's everything that you had hoped it would be, and it turns out well for you. But obviously, it's been a big week for you, and it's a good start. And I'm so glad you came on the program. We'll want to check in with you from time to time. But I guess this is just a welcome aboard from us here at the Steve Gruber Show and the Michigan Talk Network to say congratulations on a race well run and a victory a clear victory. You didn't have to have a runoff, so a clear and clean victory for you, Rosalind, and we wish you only the best, and we'll check in from time to time. Thank you so much.
Thank you, and I'll look forward to working with you in the future.
There you have it, everybody. Rosalind Bliss, the new mayor of Grand Rapids. And it sounds like she has got her sleeves rolled up. She is excited, and she's ready to move forward, and that's good news. This part of the program brought to you by American Metal Roof, AmericanMetalRoof.com. Go there to find your next roof. Save 50% when you do it yourself. AmericanMetalRoof.com offering classes weekly on that. AmericanMetalRoof.com. It's the last roof you will ever buy. It's